You're listening to the After Hours Podcast. Okay, well, welcome to my living room.
Who are you talking to? Oh, who are you talking to me?
Yes.
Hey, are you talking to me? Who? What line is
hey,
that?
Hey, I don't know. What is it?
Hey, you talking to me?
Have I seen this?
I don't know, but it's Robert De Niro.
Oh, well, probably not.
Hey, you talking to me? Hey.
Well, welcome to the Thanksgiving Day episode. And we're doing this now because next week is going to be a little chaotic. And so, yeah.
Well, we already had our Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, we did have one, yes. We did a Friendsgiving yesterday, and that was super fun.
That was super fun. And I actually, you know what's crazy? Is I didn't even, like, have dinner afterwards.
Well, you so ate, cool. like, half of a turkey. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I did eat a lot. Eddie had 3 plates.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he had another plate.
And then he had a roll with everything. Because what I did is I took the roll and I was like, oh, I'm just going to add everything to the roll. So I put like turkey on it and stuffing and potatoes and cranberry sauce. And then I like put it all together like a little sandwich. Oh, and then
yeah, I saw Eddie do that too.
Yeah, because I did it. And he's like, I'm going to do that.
And it's so funny seeing you wear 2 watches today.
Okay, so I don't have 2 watches. I have a Whoop. My Whoop basically is like everything like fitness. So it tells me like how many calories I burn, like if I'm doing a certain activity, that kind of thing. And I wear that all the time.
And it tracks the amount of farts you do, huh?
No, this is not a poop episode. So get over that. Okay, and then I actually am wearing my Apple Watch because I...
Why? You haven't worn your Apple Watch in forever.
Because my Whoop kind of took over. And like... I don't know. Like, I just started wearing it. I think because I didn't know where it was, and we finally found 2 because I have 2 of them. And so we finally found them, and I was like, oh, my gosh, maybe I should just try wearing it again. So that's...
You were going to sell me one of them before I had my Apple Watch.
I was. Anyways, well, I was going to tell you. So I saw this really cool story I was going to tell you this morning. And I had heard this story before, but I don't know if you've heard it. So I'm gonna tell you this little Thanksgiving story, okay?
Okay, and she has printed out, I'm not going to look at them, but she has a few pages printed out, and you do a really good job. Like, I literally have no idea what you're going to say.
Yeah, well, be grateful.
No, yeah, but I like that. Be grateful.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if you've...
No way.
I don't know if you've heard this before, but like... I thought this was pretty cool. So in 2016, okay, so it was a little bit ago, there was a lady named Wanda Dench who texted a Thanksgiving dinner invitation to a phone number she thought that was her grandson.
Yeah, I have heard this. And now, is he a black dude?
Yes.
Yes, I have this. And then they have invited him over and he has come over, but didn't one of them die?
Well, let me go into it because we're getting ahead of ourselves for people that don't know. Okay.
Yes, I got ahead. I'm usually, yeah.
Okay. So obviously she got an unexpected reply, right? And the message was received by a guy named Jamal Hinton.
Yeah.
He was 17 at the time. And after seeing the text, he responded, revealing that it was a mistake, but asking if he still could come over for a plate of food.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
Then they began this friendship. And the lady, oh, Wanda, I was going to call her something else. So Wanda responded, of course you can. That's what grandmas do. And I think that that's so cute, right?
In a world where we need more of that sort of humanity and that sort of love and kindness. That's amazing. And it's the holidays.
Right. And so it led to this annual tradition of celebrating the holidays together. So like they continued this friendship, like
That was back in 2016?
This was back in 2016, and like still to this day, they have this good friendship.
Wow.
And apparently, he's graduated from like high school, and she was there, and then like he has a girlfriend, and he's about to get married, and she's going to be there, and they're going to have kids. He said this on the news. He's like, she's going to be there when I have my kids. She's going to be there at my wedding. She's going to be there at the, like, all these milestones.
All because of a wrong number.
Right. And I just love that. She actually has been dealing like with cancer and stuff like that. And so he was there for her, you know, checking in and making sure she was okay and if she needed anything. And then her husband died. And she,
I remember that.
Yeah, and he was there for that also. So is this such a cool story?
That is a really cool story. I remember hearing about that a while ago. I don't know if I don't necessarily know if it was in 2016. I couldn't have been because I remember there was a few years that have already passed, and he was consistently going at this point. And I remember thinking, how freaking cool! He brings his girlfriend that were there too, and she's a part of it now.
Yeah, it's a really cool story. And I have something kind of similar. Well, not really that similar, but I'll tell you the story. And I think I might have told you this on a previous episode, but we did this practical joke on some friends that came over. Did I tell you this? Okay, so we had some friends over for dinner one night. Okay, this was a long time ago. This was probably like 6 years ago. Okay, that's not that long, but you know. Anyways, we had these friends over for dinner. And it was around Thanksgiving time, and I had a friend, my friend who had since passed away. He had, you know, we won't talk about that, what he did. But anyways, he had since passed away. And so what we did is we had these people over for dinner, and I said, hey, I met this homeless guy on the street. Did I tell you the story? I met this homeless guy on the street, you know, and he is here, and I invited him to dinner, and my friends were just like, oh, like kind of looking at me like, oh my gosh, she did that. And then I remember my friend goes, well, if anybody was going to do that, it would be Olivia. Like yeah. she would do that.
Olivia made friends with the homeless dude downstairs.
Yeah. And so I brought him in and he was homeless and I was like, hey, do you want to go take a shower? Like I'll show you where the shower is. Anyways, we played it off really good. And remember this was around the holidays. So this was around Thanksgiving. So we had this like great meal and stuff like that with who they thought was homeless, right? And we let them continue believing this until like they left, right? And then I go, okay, guys, I got to tell you something. This was actually my friend, but we wanted to see your response. And we wanted to like kind of, you know, and they were like, oh my gosh, they were like, well, we knew that you would do something like that. It was really fun.
That's super cool. And that doesn't seem very shocking that you would do something like that.
But my friend, that friend, particular friend, has passed away. He died, like, what was that, this year? That was this year?
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for that memory because I have him as a screensaver on my phone and,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah. So anyways, okay. So I thought it would be fun to do a little Thanksgiving trivia.
Okay.
I was always the person that brought the games and, you know, did all that. So I'm going to give you the questions. And you're going to guess the answers. Now, the answers are on here, but
so
it's only
A, B, or C.
Right. Yeah. And we're going to see how well you do. Okay. Okay. So this is for you.
So I'm going to ask you.
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanksgiving trivia answers. Mine are just answers. So how many pilgrims came over on the Mayflower? Is it either A, 89, B, 102, C, 185, or D, 217.
My final answer is going to be none of the above because I actually am a history buff and I know it's 486,321 exactly. And I know that there were 38 pets and six of which were squirrels and the other were hip hop anonymouses.
Okay, is it A, B, C, or D?
Okay, that's a good one. How many pilgrims came? Oh, this is a total guess. I'm going to say final answer is C, 185. No, I meant D, 217.
That's wrong also. The answer to that, how many pilgrims came over on the Mayflower was 102.
I knew it.
Okay, who? In what year did the first American Thanksgiving celebration take place?
1776.
Wait, was that A, 1900, B, 1492, C, 1621, or D, 1776?
I'm going to vote D, 1776. What the heck?
The answer is C, 1621.
That was going to be my fourth choice. I knew it. If I get one of these right, I'm going to be like impressed, okay?
Okay, question three. How long did the first Thanksgiving feast last? Is it A, 1 day, B, 1 week, C, 3 days, or D, 4 days?
Can I phone a friend, Regis?
Yes, I will allow you to do that.
Okay. Betus says it is 3 days. C.
Yes, you're correct.
Betus. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have won this money. Okay, cool.
Okay, question four. What does the term cornucopia mean? Okay, is that A, corn husks, B, corn of plenty, C, a Greek, D, a traditional corn dish?
Ooh, I'm going to say corn a cucapom means...
It's cornucopia.
Cornucopia sounds like a good movie name for like a cartoon about people that live in a cornfield.
Okay, not, but...
Traditional corn dish, D, final answer. No, I meant a corn husk. That was
nope, it's B, horn of plenty. So a cornucopia is one of those things. Have you seen them way back in the day where it looks like it's really large and it goes really small and it always has fruit in it? That's a cornucopia.
Oh, that's a cornucopia? Okay, cool.
Okay.
Horn of plenty sounds... That's just... Listen, you horn of plenty. You get out of here.
Okay, five. Approximately how many feathers does a mature turkey have? This is either going to be A, 750, B, 1,500, C, 3,500, or D, 4,000.
I'm going to say final answer, B, 1,500. No, I meant 4,000.
It's C, 3,500.
Dang, I knew it. I just didn't want to say it.
Okay, question six. Which U.S. state produces the most turkeys annually? Is it A, Alabama, B, North Carolina, C, Missouri, or D, Arkansas?
A, Alabama.
It's B, North Carolina.
This is hard stuff.
Okay, number seven. How fast can wild turkeys run?
I know this one.
You do know this one?
Yeah.
Okay, let me read the answer so everybody can hear. A, 15 miles per hour. B, 55 miles per hour. C, 5 miles per hour. Or D, 25 miles per hour.
A, 15 miles per hour.
It's 25 miles per hour. D.
I was going to say that because turkeys, you know the famous saying, like if residential is 2,500 or 25 miles per hour. And then if a turkey goes residential, then it is in my kitchen. And then it, you know.
I have never heard that, but okay.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I don't follow through and I don't know what I'm saying and I just start talking. So anyway.
Okay. Eight. Which country consumes the most turkeys per year per capita? Is it A, Israel, B, the United States, C, Mexico, or D, Germany?
Germany. D, final answer.
It's A, Israel.
Okay, listen, Olivia, I don't like this game.
Okay, number nine. How high must a cranberry bounce before it's harvested?
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So how they know...
Oh, I see what you're saying, before it's ready.
Like right.
Detail. Okay, got it.
Yeah, okay, is it A, 6 inches, B, 8 inches, C, 3 inches, or D, 4 inches?
6 inches, final answer.
That would be D, 4 inches is the correct answer.
Well, who wrote this? You know men lie about inches all the time.
This is true. Okay, number 10. Who was the first, and this is the last one, who was the first president to make Thanksgiving a national holiday? Is it A, Washington, B, Lincoln, C, Jefferson, or D, Roosevelt?
Bush.
That is not... an answer.
I'm going to say D, Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt.
It was B. It was Lincoln.
I knew it.
Did you really know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, that was it for the Thanksgiving trivia.
That was cool. Okay. So just so everyone knows, we did 10 questions and I got one. Which one did I get?
You got, I can't remember. It wasn't the cornucopia.
Oh, 3 days. How long did it take? Because, you know... I would know how long a feast would be because I eat one every day. And it takes me 3 days.
But that was
good.
That was fun. Now, I have a question. Like, do you have any Thanksgiving, like, traditions that your family did? Or how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving, I don't necessarily have any traditions, really. But I go over to my uncle's house, and we have the whole family over there. And it's kind of cool. We just obviously do the normal feast. Everyone has their own. Everyone has, like, their own dishes. Like, there is a dish that's, like, pretzel and Jell-O. And
yeah, I think that that's, like, a typical, like, thing.
So good. I never had it before coming to Utah.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't even know what it's called.
So everybody calls it something different. Like, yeah. I've heard, like, at least like 10 terms for that.
That's so good. But, like, I'm in a text thread with everybody from that's going to be doing it. And we're going to have, like, Wicked playing up front. And then we're going to have, like, the dudes downstairs doing weights and, like, working out. So we're going to, you know, and then there's, like, you know.
Is there a kids' table?
Not really. A lot of the kids are, like, little. But it's funny. There are, like, cliques. Not cliques, but, like, you're going to have some people that are, like, super, super, like, Mormon. And then you're going to have some that are like, hey, I'm going to bring some wine if you want. We're going to go in the cupboard and pour a glass. And, you know, like, it's cool. And then you have the people, like, the girls, like some of my, like, nieces and all that stuff are, like, you know, young and super into, like, Wicked and all that stuff. And then you have the bros downstairs. Like, okay, how many pull-ups can you do? So it's like you can kind of bounce around and do different things. It's
okay, cool. So what is a typical, like, how many people are we talking? Like, are usually at your Thanksgiving?
At least 30. I'd say 30 people.
Oh, yeah. So it's a big, like, deal.
It's big. But traditions that I had in like, with my mom, it would just be me, my mom, and my stepdad, Jim. And we would just hang out, and we would just eat and then watch something on TV. And, like, so it's weird. Growing up, I had, like, hardly no, like, it was just the three of us.
Yeah.
And then I come to Utah, and then it's like, oh, 30 people. Hey.
That's funny. I remember, like, growing up, I always had a tradition. Okay, I always had a bad attitude about Thanksgiving. And the reason is because it was usually just me and my mom, yeah. Right? And it was hard because it was like, you want to cook a whole Thanksgiving dinner for two people. My mom would do her best, and she was my mom's a fantastic cook, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I just have a sad attitude towards
the two of you.
Right. And it's like not
all
like
prep and all that for that.
Yeah. And my mom did it every year. But it was just like I felt kind of sad because it was more like one of those holidays where I feel like we should have had people and we should have had like celebration. No, I still have a bad attitude about Thanksgiving. And it's just because of how I grew up. You know what I mean?
You're welcome to join the circus of my family.
Well, I will be in bed because I'm having surgery on Monday, but I will be in bed and I will not be celebrating Thanksgiving at all.
If you ever want to have a better, like, view of Thanksgiving and you need it to be, like, you know, more people in the typical Thanksgiving, then you're more than welcome.
Yeah, and I'm so social, so, like,
Everybody there would hate you.
I like doing, like, games and that kind of thing and kind of, like, being a happy place in people's, like, whatever holiday. Do you see what I'm saying? I always make things like holidays, like, special, and I try to make them special and like that, you know?
You do that.
And anyway, so I have this bad attitude, okay? But I had this tradition growing up, and I still keep that tradition. I love watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh.
Have you ever watched it?
I have, yeah.
So every Thanksgiving, I wake up and I record that sucker and I watch it.
I do.
And I love that. I love doing that. So I don't really have to be with a million people now for Thanksgiving. Like, people go, oh, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Oh, nothing. I'm just going to watch the parade. And then...
But it's not a sadness. You're not like, oh, nothing. You know, it's like, you're like, hey, you're going to look forward to watching the parade.
Right. And then after the parade is it the National Dog Show? I can't remember if that is after the parade or if that is in January after the Rose Parade. Anyways, I think that's after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is the dog show. But anyways, I do watch the National Dog Show and all the breeds.
I do.
So I'm like sitting in front of the TV my Thanksgiving morning, like for hours, because I want to see all the parade and I want to see the National Dog Show. And like, I could be
about football.
I could be wrong about the dog show. I could be switching that.
Dog show.
I could be switching that up. It's the Purina Dog Show, but I could be switching that up with New Year's. So just FYI, don't quote me on that.
How do you feel about football?
Oh, stay away.
That's how I am too. So it's funny because my mom didn't really, I didn't get raised on watching football. And now all of a sudden my mom apparently has been a super big fan of football her entire life, but we never watched it growing up. And now she's like a diehard. She'll paint her face with like the things under her eyes. And I'm like, ugh, I don't care about football.
That's so funny that your mom is like that because like
the Cowboys.
She's into sports. I mean, that's like my husband. He's like way into like anything sports. He could watch sport. Well, when I get home every day now, because he's been home for a while, it's always on sports, like ESPN.
Stand sports.
Me either. That's not my thing.
That's not my thing either. Like I would. Oh gosh. Like I'll go to the Oh, the Super Bowl parties if someone's having it for the food. And like I like going to be on my phone. I'm like I don't care to watch any of it. Like the commercials excite me more than the actual game.
So my family, like his family, will always have like stuff like that going on. And it's always sports all the time. And I'm just sitting around going, I wish I was somewhere else. Only because of the sports. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not my thing.
I'm here to watch a movie. Put on a record. I don't want to watch men in tights fight over
men. Men in tights. I like that. Yeah, I get it. You know, I used to do another thing that I've done, and I didn't do it this year because I've been a little stressed with my upcoming surgery and stuff. But like, I would always, every year, I would take paper like that covered the door, like the front door. And I would put it over the door, and whoever came in, doesn't matter if it was me, if it was somebody going out or coming in, you had to write something. You have to write something that you're grateful for, like you're thankful for. You know what I mean? And I did that for the whole month of November.
That's cool. My aunt does something similar to that. She'll get like a huge, it's like a big page, but it's a coloring book or a coloring picture, but it's not like one that's the size of these papers, like a normal one. It's like a big one, and she'll lay it out on the table, and then each like, hey, this is going to be my section. This will be your section. You know, like it'll just, and it's one picture, but it's huge. Enough people for like 5, even 10 people to work on it. So that's kind of cool too.
Oh, that is really cool. That is really cool. Another thing that I have done before, and I got this from my husband's mother, his stepmom. I actually love this idea. So what she used to do years ago was she would get the kids together. And I would love, if I had kids, I would totally do this with them. But she makes turkeys out of apples, gumdrops, toothpicks. She does the whole, yeah, she does the whole like face, and she does, and you have the apples and the gumdrops, and it's super fun because every kid goes home with this turkey that they made.
Yeah. Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah. And I miss her. Like she's passed away, but like she's been gone for 3 or 4 years now, but like it was so cool to see them make like all the kids sitting around because there's a lot of kids in our family. You know, obviously they're a little bit older now. Well, they're still young ones, but like they would always make their own turkey.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's
yeah. Cool. Yeah, it was cool.
I do like Thanksgiving, and I like it's cool to have family time, especially around the holidays, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to be with your mom this year.
I'm going to try to see her. Her birthday is in December.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Mama Mullins.
Mama Mullins. And I will gladly stay away from her age. She's one, she loves to, she's like, you don't ask me my age. I'm like, I know your age. She's like, you know, she goes to what's called a senior daycare.
A senior? Your mom is not a senior, well, is she?
I'll tell you her age off the record.
Okay, because she's only like 35.
It's like a cool, it's like a little thing that's like, you can go there. It's for seniors though, but you can go there. You can get like breakfast. It's like a hangout kind of a thing. And she's like, but she calls it senior daycare. I don't remember where I was going with that. But like everyone at senior daycare and everyone in her apartment complex, she lies about her age. She's like, or she just doesn't tell them. They're like, how old are you, Sandra Kay? And she's like, I don't know.
She's like, I'm 24, going on double. That's what she should do. So it's like, oh, it's not too much of an age.
Yeah. She's like, I'm 18. What are you talking about?
So who is she spending Thanksgiving with?
My stepdad.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are they married?
No, kind of an interesting thing. So my mom and stepdad divorced in like the early 2000s. But after the divorce was finalized, we didn't move out. So I spent my childhood in that house with, you know, they married in like, I don't know, the late 90s, divorced. And like, I don't know, I was, you know, in school still. And up until I moved out, you know, like we were just there. So now she has her own apartment, but they're still really good friends. It's like a unique situation. Like, they hang out all the time, and she still will, like, go over there and spend Thanksgiving with him because he just hangs out. It's just him and the cats.
So it's your mom and your stepdad, like, just doing Thanksgiving together.
Yeah, just them two.
So that's so good that they can, like, still have, like, a good relationship even though they're not married anymore. My parents are the same way. Like, obviously my parents are, like, way older than your, you know, your mom. I mean, my mom's in her 80s. My dad's, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, and so my parents, up until this point, I mean, they still have a good relationship, you know, and stuff. But that took a long time to get to. Like,
because, will they hang out? Do they hang out?
Well, it's a no, because they live in different states.
Oh, God. But they're cool. They have a good relationship. And, like, do they talk on the phone?
They do. And my stepmom told my mom, and I love this, because my stepmom has been my stepmom for years, like, ever since I was, like, 12 or 10. You know what I mean? Yeah. But she goes, oh, I gained a sister out of this divorce, or out of their divorce.
I just wish things could be like that more often. Like, I have exes, too, where it's just like, oh. You know, well, some of them move on, and then, you know, it's weird, you know, like, you know, but I've always been a fan of, like, why can't we be cool?
Yeah. When my mom was in California still and my dad was in California, it was like we would go up there for holidays. You know what I mean? And
holiday. And
it was great because it was like, oh, my mom was there even with my stepmom, and it was great. Now, this is the funny part about that, is that my stepmom's family is anti my mom because they're like, that just doesn't happen. Like, you can't be friends with your ex. Like, and so anytime that they would have dinner at their house, you know, my stepfamily, my mom was never invited. So we wouldn't do dinner over there because it was like, you know, my stepmom doesn't have a problem with my mom. My mom loves my stepmom. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't have to be a, like, oh, well, they need to hate each other because they're not married anymore.
But it happens so much. It happens more frequently that way where people, when they split, especially if there's kids involved in divorce and the splitting things, and maybe some of them still have feelings for the other one. Like, it usually is ugly.
Right. And it was an ugly, at first it was an ugly divorce, but, like, now it's good. They are good. They have each other in their, like, you know, thoughts, and, like, you know, my dad always asks, how's your mom doing? I haven't talked to her lately. You know what I mean? It's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, breaking up is wild. It's yeah, or married, you know, like, I don't know what it's like to be married, but I'm sure that's even more ugly than a breakup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, but I value that time that I mean, like, my real dad obviously died in 2008 and I was 15, but, like, my stepdad was a good man, and I, he raised me. You know, I consider him to be definitely a dad.
So did you spend many Thanksgivings? Did you ever spend any Thanksgivings with your actual real dad?
I don't know. It wasn't holidays. It was summers.
Oh, so you,
so
yeah.
For most of, if not all, most of the summer. So it wouldn't, it's like I would come to Utah, and that was back before, no. A lot of it was before 9/11 too, so that my mom would take me to the airport, take me to the gate, and then I would be alone on the plane, but not really, because she would see me get on the plane, and then my dad would come in, and then he would meet me at the gate as well. So back when you could go to the...
Back in the good old days.
The good old days. And then I would... It's not like I would stay for like a few, you know, a week or something. It would be multiple weeks.
Yeah, so you were here...
Holidays.
Oh, so you never spent... Did you spend any holiday with your dad?
I didn't. I don't think so.
4th of July, maybe.
Maybe 4th of July, and I don't really remember. But I remember it was summer, and we were just doing stuff. We were doing things, you know. I do remember snowboarding one year. So I guess I had to have. I don't remember. You know, it's crazy how when time goes, you know, like, I don't remember. But I remember, like, things. You know what's funny that we always bonded about?
What?
I'm not going to talk about it because we already did a whole episode on it. But him and I would bond about Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to go back.
We're not going to talk about that.
We're not going back to the Bob Dylan. But that's kind of cool. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I like his music. I think I have a lot of his music taste. You know, Cat Stevens and that kind of stuff. And he played guitar.
Oh, you totally are your dad then. You look like your dad. You are your dad. You had your dad's boots on earlier today.
Oh, yeah. His motorcycle boots. I'm going to start wearing them. So my stepdad raised me, and my stepdad was very Western. I remember the first house that we had horses, and we had everything. That's probably where my Western, I do like Western, but I do think personality-wise, looks, I think I look, you know, obviously I'm blood with my dad, but like I think a lot of my vibe is my dad, but I was raised by my stepdad.
Yeah, like for example, this is a good example of this, is that I was adopted, never knew my biological mom,
yeah.
But if you were to listen to her talk.
You're her.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Except you would be able to tell me apart from her because she was a smoker. So she had this really raspy voice.
Yeah, that's another.
She had a really raspy voice. And so like the first time I heard her talk, I was like, oh my gosh, you're like me. Yeah. But
a smoker. Livia's a smoker. Have you smoked a cigarette in your life?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we're going to go back to my mom's story.
You can continue your story with your mom. That was just squirrel. I have ADHD.
But I want to talk about that smoking thing. Okay. So I had that. She was also a nail tech. So I did like back when I was like early 20s, I went to school for nails, and I did a nail tech thing. I worked for years in a supermarket, and I loved the supermarket stuff for years. She was the head of a supermarket in California. Ooh. Safeway, actually.
Oh, I remember Safeway. You know what? Nail tech. Sorry, I'm going everywhere. And I want to circle back to that. And then you wanted to say something about smoking. But I used to work at a call center one time. And there was this girl. I don't remember her name. She had a serious comment. And she looked at me and she goes, you know what I think you should do? Like, you'd be killer at? And I go, I was like intrigued. I was like, what? She was like, you should be a nail tech. I was like, what? She was like, I just feel like you would just be able to, like, you know, make, you know, just, you just, like, I think make, you'd stand out because you're a dude and, you know, and everything. And, like, you would just do good at it. I was like, what?
That's really interesting. Why? Well, why?
Nail tech. Yeah.
Yeah, like, why? That's weird. Yeah. But, like, so I had the nail tech thing in common. I have the voice of her. I had
you
the.
Also smoke Marlboro Reds. Yeah.
I also smoke. No, I don't smoke. But the whole, like, supermarket thing, I loved it. When I found out earlier or later that she had worked in a supermarket, I was like, what? There's some weird, like, coincidences. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was an extrovert. She was very outgoing, but my father was totally introverted. I obviously got her extrovertism.
Extrovertism.
Is that even a word? I don't even know.
It is now.
Oh, okay. Okay. But it's interesting because, like, just what I know from your dad, like, the looks, the boots, the music, like I'm like, yeah, we get things from our parents, like our
bias. Even know.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't have like the best, you know, like I didn't never knew him as an adult, never knew him past, you know, I was under. When he died when I was 15, I hadn't talked to him for a few years.
Oh, so that makes it even.
So that makes it even less time. Like I look at it was probably like a 9 or a 11-year-old. Look at, you know, that was it, and how much I have, and even my aunts and my grandparents here, they're like, well, you have the same mannerisms of him.
Yeah, which speaking of mannerisms, I remember I was like talking to one of my biological cousins. I was right in front of them and I had my arm on her car door. Yeah. And she goes, oh my gosh, looking at my hand. I go, what? She goes, you have her hands.
You have the same phalanges.
But I was like, oh, that's weird. Like just some like little things like you don't think about when you're not around people or you haven't seen them in years or
it's so interesting.
That makes me grateful, and we're being thankful right now for our biological parents.
Yeah, biological parents. Yes.
But going back to the smoking question, so it was really funny.
She's lighting one up right now.
No, just kidding. But the smoking question, so like when I was like I would say like 14 or whatever, like my mom was divorced, we would go to these like activities with people that were also divorced, right? And all of the kids that were like around my age, we would go like hang out, right? And we would, and it was always at church, right? And so we would go out like outside and go by the dumpster. And I remember like a family of one of the ladies, you know, her kids, they were really bad influences, right? I'm not going to name names because I think one of them listens to this. Anyways, and they would.
What are their socials? Where are they like?
But they would always bring cigarettes. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Not saying that I was like, this is not cool. Kind of in my brain. You're right. And I didn't realize that I had asthma. Okay.
Oh.
So I would pretend
So you would not inhale.
I would not.
You're like Bill Clinton.
Yes.
You would not inhale.
So I would not inhale, but I was like, oh, I was like, yeah, I'll be cool with you guys, you know, kind of thing, you know, and I would fake it.
Ah, okay. So you never, okay. So you would, you've had a cigarette to your lips and you've lit it, but you've never.
Oh yeah. And I've, in movies, I've had to do the herbal cigarettes. So
yeah.
Yeah. So like, yes, I have smoked a little, like I actually inhaled when I was faking one time and I was like, this is awful. Why would people do this?
Well, I remember the first time I inhaled a cigarette, it was sick. And then like, everyone, like, it's like, why do you go back to it? I have no idea.
I don't either.
But when I was in high school, it was like, the thing where they say cigarettes aren't cool. Like I thought they were so cool. Yeah, I smoked cigarettes for years.
Like how many years?
A good few. Like I started around 13, 14, and then it was like addiction. Then I used to smoke cigarettes with my grandma. She would like, my grandpa would like sleep in, and me and her would be smoking cigarettes in the house, drinking coffee, and we'd be like watching Fox News, and we'd just be sitting there smoking. And then if I ever heard like the bedroom door of my grandpa getting up in the morning, I'm like, I had to hurry up and put it in the ashtray and blow the smoke away from me.
Oh my God.
My grandma was like, yeah, she's. Yeah, or we'd go to the secondhand store. We'd go in the car. We'd be smoking cigarettes in the car.
Who smokes with their grandma? Like, I just love hearing. I mean, not that I love that you're smoking with your grandma, but like, that is such a weird and cool memory
You know what? I hate to say it. It is a cool memory, though.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, things that you've done with your grandparents. Like, you're lucky that you still have your grandparents. My grandparents, my grandma died when I was 16 years old, who I'm named after. Well, not Olivia, but my middle name is named after her. Yeah. And then my grandpa died, and I was on my mission. I was in South America when my grandpa passed away. Wow. And the mail was so like slow that I didn't find out until 2 weeks later.
Dang, that's sad. That's hard.
So I have
both sides of my grandparents.
Yeah, you're so lucky. Like I only got 16 years with my grandma.
When I was about 16, so I lived with them for a while. I moved out of Tehachapi, and she was in Apple Valley.
Oh, Apple Valley, Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Southern California. Apple Valley is the armpit, or Hesperia.
Oh, I was like, Hesperia. There's some good outlets over there.
Victorville.
Yeah, Victorville.
Yeah. But yeah, that was cool. I lived there, and oh, I was smoking cigarettes. And then I did smoke cigarettes for like into my 20s and all that stuff. And then I quit when I moved to Utah. I just didn't do it anymore. And they were occasionally at a bar or something, pick it up. And then I didn't smoke. And then I was hanging out with this girl and she was vaping, and then I got hooked on vaping for a few years. And then in like 2019 or 2020, I just decided to not do it anymore, and I haven't smoked anything for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
I just was like, I don't want to do it.
Well, good for you. Good that you got off of that and your lungs are thanking you.
But I've always joked with someone, and I remember thinking like, okay, if I am an old man,
yes,
and I just, you know, whether that means like I got 6 months, whatever, I do like the idea of being in a rocking chair, lighting up a cigarette, and just drinking my Jack Daniels in the morning. If I got 6 months to live, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And I will say, I have no urge to smoke right now, but there, oh, when you get that cigarette in your mouth, and you just, you light it, and then you breathe that sucker in. It is so good. You exhale out of your nose, especially after a good meal or after a good hibbity-jibbity.
I never want to see you smoke. I don't ever want to see that because I feel like you, I don't know, I just don't want to ever see that. So don't ever come around me if you're going to start again.
No, I don't want to start. I don't want to start. I have no urge to smoke, but they're good. I mean, they smell nasty and they're terrible for you, but they are good.
That's funny. That's funny. Anyway, well, this was fun. Just talking about like Thanksgiving, our grandparents.
Where's my cigarettes at? Hold on.
No.
No, this was fun. And yeah, I hope you have, I know you're going to be in, you know, recovery mode, but enjoy your parade.
Oh, well, thank you.
Who's calling me right now?
Who is it? Walmart. Why is Walmart?
Should we put on speaker?
Oh my gosh, let's do it.
An important message from your Walmart pharmacy. To continue, press 1 now.
Hey.
Mark Nutt, at your request, we're calling to confirm this is the phone number you'd like to receive automated prescription updates. Feel free to visit www.walmart.com/alertterms for a full explanation of details.
Did you request that?
Maybe it's, you know what, now that I think about it, let's see what they say.
5 suggested items. 1, the pharmacy will send automated updates when you receive your prescription.
This is saying that you, per prescription.
I do take Drazin.
It's just that, like.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a scam. I was like, let's do this.
No, it's just prescription. Like, do you want, here, turn it off.
Do I hang up?
Yeah, just hang up. Yeah. They're just telling you, like, do you want updates and stuff if that's where you get your prescriptions? I know because I've had 4 that I've had to do today for my surgery. Anyway, we won't go into my surgery stuff, but.
We will not go into your surgery stuff, but if you need anything, let me know and I'll be sure to call someone to help you. Just kidding. I'll help you.
Love that. Anyways, this was fun. Thanks for joining for our Thanksgiving episode. We hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Please stay safe. Don't deep fry it.
Don't eat and drive.
Make sure to take a nap after your turkey. And don't deep fry a frozen turkey because that will cause a very large fire.
Yes. And is that turkey the one that makes you sleepy? It is, huh? Not ham.
It is. Turkey has tryptophan in it, and tryptophan makes you sleepy.
I must have turkey every day because every time I eat, I'm tired.
Oh, my gosh. Well, maybe you do have turkey every day. I don't know.
Turkey.
Okay. Well, anyways, we will see you. We will have an episode.
No, it ain't me, babe.
We will have an episode next week.
An episode next week, babe.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Bye.